The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the Buddhist word for the practice we do, the insight practice, is vipassana. And the vipassana means to see, and the V is kind of emphatic, means kind of emphatic seeing. But one of the ways that people have translated vipassana into English is using the word clear seeing. That mindfulness involves clear seeing. And so, you know, what does it mean to be clear in our seeing? To see clearly, to be clear about what's going on. And there's different meanings of the word clear. One of them is certain means kind of to be certain or to be kind of a little bit definitive. This is, you know, you really see and know this clearly, this is what's going on. And as I said earlier today, there are many times where we benefit from being a little bit clearer about what's going on. Even when we already know what's going on, we might know what's going on to some degree, but there's a difference between kind of knowing and being really clear with yourself, oh, this is what's happening. It's kind of like admitting it directly or fully acknowledging it. Now I'm clear, I'm really clear, this is what's happening now. And so it can be clarity about one's purpose. I'm clear, this is what I'm doing right now. When I was in the monastery in Japan, I went into the kitchen one day and I asked the cook a question, and he was chopping vegetables. He put down his knife, and he very clearly, you know, turned towards me and answered my question. And then he very clearly turned back to his vegetable and picked up the knife and started chopping, and I asked another question. He put down the knife, he looked at me, he answered my question, he got started chopping again. I asked a third question. And he put down his knife, he looked at me, and he said, very kindly, he said, you know, I'm only going to do one thing at a time, and now my task right now is to chop the vegetables. So, you know, it's, you know, and you know, this is my purpose, what I'm doing here. And so I got it. That was a little bit slow, but, you know, that he had a sense of purpose, he had a job to do, and I don't know, there was a time limit that he had to do his job for get the meal ready. And this was not the time for me to be talking with him, and he was clear about it. This idea of being clear, being definitive, this is what's happening. This is, so the idea of purpose, the idea of the domain or the you know, what the situation is about, sometimes, you know, it's to be clear about it, as opposed to like everything's okay and I'll just work with this and accept it as it is and I'll just learn that someone's interrupting me in my work and I'll just kind of let go of what I'm supposed to do and just be with that, the new situation. And I think that's kind of naive to just kind of float with everything easily. When certain times there's purpose and some situations need to be done in a certain way. So part of this, you know, clear seeing is to have clarity about the purpose. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm practicing mindfulness. I'm practicing meditation, and it's been helpful for me because I'm still to this day. There are times I sit down to meditate. And I might kind of, you know, I do it a little bit because I do it regularly, you know, just what I do. But because I do it regularly, it can be just out of a little bit of a habit. I can sit down without the kind of clarity or certainty or of purpose. Like, this is what I'm doing right now. And so I sit down and, you know, I start thinking about what's for dinner and what should I buy and what should the menu be and, you know. And then after a while, wait a minute, I'm not here to sit down to have high quality menu planning. The reason I've sat down is to be present fully for what's here in some clear way. And so, you know, let me remind myself and be clear about what I'm doing here. And you know, for me, that clarity of purpose, establishing it, helps me then get more rooted or present here in a nice way. And then there's clarity about, so the purpose is also clarity about what's actually happening. And so, sometimes I might be thinking about the menu and what I should have for dinner and all these issues. And I kind of might know that I'm thinking about it and kind of let go and come back to my breath or come back to something. And I keep thinking about the menu and I kind of let go. And for me, there's a qualitative difference between kind of doing that versus, in a sense, turning towards my thinking mind and then kind of sit up straight, kind of standing, metaphorically stand on my own 2 feet and say clearly, you know, I'm thinking about food. I'm thinking about menu. This is what's going on right now. To have a real clarity of seeing. This is what's happening. It's kind of like turning towards something and fully acknowledging it. Or, you know, I kind of know someone's there. I kind of know my kids want my attention. I'm cooking a meal. I'm doing something. I kind of know the kids are there and they want my attention. They're asking for it. And, you know, I kind of say later, or I kind of say, yeah, you know, the answer of 4 times 4 is 16, you know, if they're doing their homework and whatever. But there's a whole different thing to stop what I'm doing, like the guy with chopping the vegetables, and turn towards them and fully acknowledge and say, you know, I'm here, I see you, this is what, you know, I'm clear, I'm, you know, or I'm clear, this is not the time. I tell them, this is not the time, or this is the time, so I'm going to do this fully. I'm not going to do it casually, you know, kind of on the side as if it's a minor thing going on. So there's something that's quite beautiful and something that many people find very meaningful when people clearly turn towards them and are clearly there for them. So we do that for ourselves with the mindfulness practice. Are we clear about what's happening? And there's something, the alchemy of the mind, and the alchemy of the mind, something very different happens when we are clearly acknowledge what's happening. This is what's happening. I'm clear about it. My mind is out of control. And I'm full of anxiety, and you're clear about that. So one of the things that happens when that kind of sense of both sense of purpose and sense of clarity and sense of turning towards really acknowledging in full way, a certain kind of inner strength begins to grow. A certain kind of sense of independence begins to grow. A certain kind of ballast or stability or calm is more easy to have. Because when we do that, we're not caught by what's happening. We're not involved in it. We're not lost in it. We're not wandering around. And then clarity also means that to be clear is not only you're clear about purpose, clear about what's happening, but clear seeing also means that the seeing becomes clear. That the seeing is not obscured by our desires, by our bias, by our aversions, by our fears, by our judgments, by our self-identity issues that are tied up in it all. But the seeing starts becoming clearer and clearer. We just see things as they are, more directly, without the filter of a lot of stuff between us and that. And this idea of learning to slowly, relaxing, part of the purpose of relaxing and calming down meditation is so there's less and less filters between us and our experience. And so at some point, the seeing itself begins to feel or sense that it's the seeing, the awareness, is now becoming clear. In a similar way that the air becomes clear when the rain or the wind blows away the smog. That, you know, it's quite something to see, look across the bay and see the hills across the street, across the bay, when it's complete, the air is completely clean. So we don't have it that often here in the Bay Area, but when we do, it's quite remarkable. And so in the same way, our attention can become clearer and clearer. And it's quite a remarkable thing to have that clarity. When the clarity becomes strong enough and becomes like an entity in itself, if you may, kind of a force or a strength or a capacity that's there, one of the advantages of it, one of the opportunities in it, it can begin shifting where we think it's valuable to keep our attention or focus our life on. And many people, you know, their attention, their focus, their preoccupation is in their identity issues, what they're trying to do in life, what they're trying to accomplish, what they're trying to run away from. There's all this stuff in their life that they're kind of caught up in. And when the sense of clarity becomes stronger, and it starts feeling very valuable. So it's maybe similar again to the clear sky, you go around, you don't see very far across the bay, and so the local things are important, and so you're focusing on the cars around you and the people around you, the things around you, and things are important. But then, you know, a clear sky is not a thing. It's kind of, and so you say, wow, this is quite something. And then you're willing to kind of let go of the preoccupation with things, because there's this beautiful space that's all around. So the same way with the mind, there's this beautiful space or clarity in the mind that has value, it has a meaning, has satisfaction, has happiness in it. And so when the clarity becomes strong enough, it becomes a shift. It's kind of a dramatic shift for some people. We're willing to kind of let go of our preoccupations and take up residence, abiding in the clarity rather than in the stuff of life, the concerns of life. Doesn't mean that we dismiss the concerns, but it's a very different relationship to them. And one of the things that can also shift in that clarity is a recognition that the ideas, the thoughts, the concerns we have about self, are not really that needed, or they're kind of like not part of the clarity either. They're kind of like part of the obstructions. Or even the sense of separation, that there's something out there that I'm clear about, that I'm here, and I'm clearly aware of what's out there. That's just more extra stuff. And the clarity, there's just clarity. And there doesn't have to be any subject or object or, self or not self in it. It's just there's clarity. And it's a beautiful thing. So that the word clear, clear seeing, I think is a very rich word that has many connotations in English that really speak well about aspects of this insight practice that we do. And maybe there's more meanings of clear that I haven't covered, but you might think of clarity as a closely connected feature of mindfulness practice. So thank you.